Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Charles Robinson, friend of the show, Yahoo Sports senior NFL reporter, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And then you. That's right. It is a trash talking Tuesday. So you will be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. 877-99 on Fox. You'll be able to call in and about 35 minutes or so, have 30 to 40 seconds to trash who you like to. Rob, you want to share any trash talk?
No, let's just roll and we'll get there later on. I'm good. You got a trash?
Nope. Let's move on. All right. From one NFL quarterback to another, Rob, we talked about Lamar Jackson earlier, and we will get more into him later. But Aaron Rodgers and Rob, according to reports, the holdup, one of the big holdups in this, you know, deal between the Packers and the Jets that we all still assume will get done, is the Jets' leeriness about Rodgers playing more than one season. Apparently or reportedly, when Rodgers went on Pat McAfee a couple of weeks ago and talked about, yeah, I was 90% sure I was retiring when I went into the darkness and I came out wanting to play. That has given the Jets pause as to, you know, why are we... We're only getting him for a year? And here's Joe Douglas, Rob, talking about. He doesn't address that necessarily, but here he is talking about the Rodgers.
First of all, Lamar Jackson's a fantastic player. But where we stand is, you know, it would be disingenuous in operating, negotiating in bad faith if we went down that path. So right now we have our plan, we have our process, and we're sticking to that.
Right, let me say this, Rob. And you know, and everybody knows that I have said they should be going after Lamar Jackson instead of Aaron Rodgers, and you've echoed that. But now, Rob, when you yourself have questions about Aaron Rodgers playing more than one season, you're concerned about that. Now, I really think you should be going for Lamar. I mean, you're going to have to pay Aaron Rodgers $60 million. You're going to have to give up some picks and, you know, some maybe players to get him. And he might only play one season. Why in the world would you not go after Lamar, who you could sign for five seasons, if not more? That's baffling to me, Rob.
I don't know what they're expecting at his age and, you know, where his contract is. I don't even know how they could even – they thought, he would sign him for a three-year deal? I mean, that's why it doesn't make any sense, because I don't think they're ready to win, and you just need a quarterback, add water and stir, and you're going to the Super Bowl. So I thought that Lamar would make more sense, because you're a younger team trying to build towards something, and maybe it's 3 years from now and you got a shot at a Super Bowl, or 2 years from now. So I don't even understand what they're thinking. Like what did they not look at the price tag before they fell in love with him when they went out to California? Remember, came back and everybody was glowing like they were pregnant or something. I don't know what they were thinking.
I don't get it, man. And look, if I'm a Jet, and I'm not, they'd be foolish to think they're going to be the favorites. But I would take the approach of, we can win it this year. If we get Aaron Rodgers with our defense, with Garrett Wilson, with Breece Hall, we're going to improve the offensive line through the draft and maybe some other moves, we can win it. But it's still not likely to happen. And 1 year, Rob, like, that's what doesn't make, and you said it, he'll be 40 in December. It seems like they don't understand how old he is. And I get it. He's a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson. But is he still a better quarterback than Lamar Jackson? That's a big question. Well, obviously he wasn't great last season. And at his age, I don't assume he's going to turn back the clock. I think he'll be better than he was last year. But I can't sit here and say at 40 years old, he's going to be the MVP again, or, you know, play at that level. But they seem to be all in on that. And my thing is, okay, if this is your guy, then, you know, go ahead and get him. But, Rob, I don't understand, like, why not at least? And I think, look, Joe Douglas was honest, okay? He was honest. That was great. But you have to be like, what if it doesn't work out with the Packers? I don't think you're doing your due diligence not to at least put in a call to Lamar Jackson. I don't think that has to be negotiating in bad faith. It can be, look, plan A is get Aaron Rodgers. And plan, if it doesn't work out, we're talking to Lamar.
You always have to have a plan B. I don't even understand that. Like that. That's just, what if it doesn't? You remember what the Browns got themselves into, right? And they had no choice. They were pushed up against a wall. And what did they do? They gave Deshaun Watson a fully guaranteed contract because they had no choice. There was nowhere for them to turn. And that's why you can't put it's a cliche. It's the oldest saying in the book. But you can't put all your eggs in one basket, Chris. It's just, right. It makes total sense. Whoever came up with that saying, it makes 100% logic. You can't.
And it might, and I get, you know, you don't want to, again, I like Joe Douglas being honest, and it wouldn't be fair to Lamar if they don't have any interest and they would just be using him.
No, that's different. I
get that. But my thing is,
nothing wrong with kicking the tires, having a conversation. What would it take to make this happen? And then when you get the offer and the Packers won't budge and they want the kitchen sink, then you can make a decision and say, oh, no, right, we're not doing that.
Right.
We're going to pivot.
That would, I mean, honestly, and again, like you said, it's not using Lamar. It's saying he's our plan B. And when word gets out that you got a plan B with Lamar Jackson, I bet it changes things with the Packers. Because, Rob, the Jets should call Lamar just to find out what he wants. Right, he said, he said, you can't believe everything that's out there. They've said I wanted a fully guaranteed deal. Maybe he does. I don't know. But or maybe he would take $200 million or $230 million fully guaranteed on a longer deal and not get, you know, maybe it's a deal worth $250 million and he gets $230 million guaranteed or $235 million or whatever. I mean, just find out. Find out what he wants. I'm just shocked. I just think, Rob, we've talked about Lamar and he hasn't, you know, handled this thing with all the right moves, but neither have the Jets. Neither have the Jets.
No, they've been like a
they're playing overly, checkers.
Yeah, they're like a overly hyped schoolgirl. You know, they got all carried away with everything, you know, or they opened up their Christmas present before Christmas. You know, like they just were premature on a lot of this stuff, and there's a way of playing it not to put yourself in a bad spot where you can't maneuver, you can't do anything else, waiting till the end, waiting till there are no other quarterbacks available. Yep. Like, it's like, yo, Packers, if we're doing this, we're doing this during free agency. We're doing it right day one of free agency.
Right.
Either we have a deal or we're not making a deal. Because we can't be left in the lurch looking for our next quarterback.
And look, they're the Jets. So, you know, they're the whipping boys. They're not used to being on top. I get all that. But like I said, talk to Lamar. Have a plan B. There's no guarantee this thing is going to work out. So put yourself in a position where either way, at least do your homework on Lamar. At the very least, do your homework on Lamar and find out what he really wants. Because, Rob, he might be so upset with Baltimore that he, you know, will take a different deal than what's been out there and what's been talked about. He might just be so ready to get out of there that he would do something like that. So it doesn't make sense not to call. And I respect if they truly have no interest, then I respect the honesty of Joe Douglas, but why don't you have interest? That's what I'm saying.
Right. It doesn't make sense why that's what you can't get past is why wouldn't you have interest?
Absolutely. Right.
You need a quarterback. This guy's a former MVP. He's way younger than the guy that you're currently thinking about. That's all. What would be so wrong to develop with Lamar and build something? Like Lamar, it doesn't mean that if you get Lamar, you can't have the same chance or a close chance, Chris, that Aaron Rodgers gives you. And you know he's going to be around for year two and year three and year four and year five. Now, what is the difference?
I would argue personally he gives you a better chance next year than Aaron. I mean, but that's just me. Everybody doesn't agree on that. Some people think he's going to have an MVP type season again. But, Rob, I think ultimately, Rob, this tells us when we hear owners talk about, I want to win more than anything. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because if you did, Lamar Jackson would be getting some calls. And we've talked, Rob, about Lamar's shortcomings. We're not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. I'm saying he helps you win. The Baltimore Ravens are not a mediocre football, but they're a bad football team without him. They win 30% of their games with him. With him, they're a contender. They're a contender. And what I've said all along, and I know, like I said, Lamar's not an elite passer, but I'd also like to see him with an elite receiver. Josh Allen didn't look like an elite passer until Stephon Diggs got there. Everybody is not Patrick Mahomes, where they don't need that elite receiving. And he himself has Travis Kelce, who's arguably the greatest tight end ever. So I think Lamar would be great with Garrett Wilson in New York. But again, for you not to even, you know, check on him and see what, you know, the situation is, I just don't get it. I mean, I do think, Rob, I do think just most of these owners, if not all of them, other than Haslam, they're just against this deal. And I don't think there's been handshake agreements or a big phone call among, but I just think they all feel that way. And we'll see if one goes rogue. All right, it is the Odd Couple. Speaking of Lamar, Ron Rivera, we talked about it briefly. But he said the Washington Commanders aren't in the Lamar Jackson business. And he actually thinks he might have the next Brock Purdy. That's next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, boat, ATV, RV, and more. All your protection will be in one place, and that's fantastic. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. Rob, we talked a little bit about Ron Rivera saying that the Washington Commanders are not in the market for Lamar. You and I talked about this, Rob. Like, why wouldn't Daniel Snyder, who is going, we believe, to be selling the team, I mean, why wouldn't he stick it to the owners, if that's what he would view it as, and go ahead and give Lamar a fully guaranteed deal? He wouldn't be paying it. The only thing I can think of in that regard, Rob, is that he doesn't, all his years of bad football in Washington when he was the owner. I just think he doesn't want them to get Lamar and be great after he leaves. That's the only thing I can imagine.
I don't understand it at all. I agree.
I mean, even if he wouldn't do it for football reasons, you know, if he wanted to stick it to the owners.
And I don't know. Ron Rivera would have been better off just saying, hey, at this point, this organization where we are, we're going with the younger guy. I'd have more respect than the goulash that he was talking about, you know, raving about the guy and then trying to sell us on some other quarterback. He's going to be the next.
Well, let's hear his, Rob G, read to us what he said, because we didn't read yet what he talked about with his quarterback that they have.
Sure. So you guys mentioned earlier in the show that they're not going to be in on the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes, basically because, you know, the financial impact and the draft assets, they got to build a team. Roster building is the word he used. And instead, they're going to be handing the keys over to second-year quarterback Sam Howell. And here's what he said about Sam Howell. This is a direct quote from Ron Rivera. The main reason we're going with Sam is we think Sam's going to be a good football player. We really do. If the guy had come out in 2021, he'd have been a first or second round pick. We were fortunate he fell to the fifth round because people didn't think it was a strong draft class. And he elaborates saying they lost the offensive linemen, tight ends, receivers to the draft, blah, 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 blah. But here's the money quote. He adds later, I don't think, he's talking about going to Sam Howell, this is as much of a wild shot as people think it is. Part of it is because you watch a young man like Brock Purdy have the season like he had last year, and you'd like to think, wow, we have a guy that's got the same type of ability and skill set.
Wow. So now people are looking for the next Brock Purdy. Here's the thing. Brock Purdy had Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Kyle Shanahan calling plays, Brandon Ayuk. And maybe Sam Howell is pretty good. That's fine. I don't know. But, and they got Terry McLaurin. He's pretty good. But they don't have the weapons, obviously, that the 49ers have. And, Rob, like you said, I think this is, if Ron Rivera, I would think as a coach, he would want Lamar Jackson. But I think maybe it came down from on high that they weren't going to get involved. So he explained it away the way that he did. Rob, I got to believe as a coach, you're not paying the money. Why wouldn't you want Lamar and you're going to take a risk on this guy?
Yeah, unless it, like you said, unless it was an edict, don't talk about it or whatever. Don't tease the fans. Don't make them mad that we're not involved in it. Don't, you know, go ahead, Washington, keep covering up seats at FedEx Field. And the same old, same old. You know, when we were younger in college or growing up, Chris, you know, in Washington, you couldn't even get, you had to get on a 15-year waiting list to get tickets to go to a game in Washington. I mean, it was a proud franchise and had great players. And we saw Doug Williams put on a show in the Super Bowl and Mark Rippon. And, I mean, they were great. And that is just, that could be, it's been so long, Chris, it might as well be 200 years ago. I mean, it just seems so far, and the way that they deal with stuff and do stuff doesn't make any sense to me. Like, well, it just doesn't when you have a chance to get better. That's all. They're just like everybody else.
In addition to winning, which is obviously the goal, it's also a business in that, Rob. You want exciting players. Lamar Jackson's one of the most exciting players in the league. Can you imagine the buzz that your franchise would get, whether it's the Jets, whether it's the Commanders, or some other franchise? The buzz that how season tickets would sales would go through the roof? It's a business in that regard, too.
And
you're not going to win it every year, but every year he's playing quarterback healthy, you're going to be in the chase.
But also, it's in the same area, Baltimore and D.C.
Right.
You're stealing their guy, bringing him to D.C., and you got fans already down there who already get to watch him, you know, on both channels down there, you know, with the games and stuff, Chris.
The Ravens would be bad. Yes. You'd be good. And, Rob, how else are you going to compete in the NFC East? We know how good the Eagles are. The Cowboys are still going to be good. And the Giants, Brian Daboll did a great job with them last year. So they seem to be on the way up. So I just think the Commanders need to make some type of move. But, hey, we'll see. Maybe Sam Howell will be the next Brock Purdy. And I think what he means by that, Rob, is, you know, he doesn't make a lot of money, and we think he can be good. So we'll see. That's what teams want, is a quarterback not making a lot of money, and you build around him. Let's see how that works out for the Commanders this year. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got our man Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up around the corner first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest does a great job covering the NFL as a senior reporter from Yahoo Sports. Friend of the show, goes way back with Rob Parker, Charles Robinson. Charles, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's up, Charles?
What's going on, Jess? How you doing?
Great, great. Good to have you on. Let's get right to it. You wrote a great story today about how a big holdup in the Jets, you know, Packers potential deal for Aaron Rodgers is that the Jets are concerned about Aaron Rodgers only playing 1 year and therefore don't want to give up, you know, as much as the Packers are asking. Kind of tell us the details of this situation.
Yeah, you really, it's now down to the point where I think you have Rodgers would be traded for 2 second-round picks, basically a second-round pick in the 2023 draft, a second-round pick in the 2024 draft. The pick in 2024 could graduate to a first-round pick based on, like, a team performance escalator, something like if the Jets were to host a divisional home playoff game or make the AFC title game, that kind of a thing. And then ultimately what the Jets are asking for and the Packers are reticent in terms of surrendering is basically what's a give back. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play in 2024, And the Packers have already received either two seconds or a second, and then a second that graduated into a first. The Jets would then get some kind of compensation back in the 2025 draft, based on only getting Rodgers for one season. So, you know, that's something that's a form of insurance that the Packers don't want to give up at this point. But it's something the Jets, at least right now, are absolutely requiring to get a deal done. And I think the reason why this has even come up is because, you know, Rodgers went on the Pat McAfee show and right. said, hey, I was 90% retired when I went into the darkness retreat. And suddenly that changed. And if you're the, you know, you're the Jets, you're sitting there saying, well, if we're giving up two high picks, especially a pick that could become a first round pick, we're going to push a little harder here because we want some insurance on the back end. We really want this guy for 2 years and not one.
Right. Well, maybe they shouldn't have been so gleeful when they came from California waving pom-poms and talking about if they wanted to work a real deal. I just don't understand the way that they handled this. Do they know he's going to be 40 in December? Have they watched Aaron Rodgers at all or heard anything about him? I mean, come on, Charles. This sounds crazy to me.
I mean, I get it, but you know, you have to remember that realistically, this was something that was – the ball started rolling on this before Aaron Rodgers said what he said on the Pat McAfee show.
Right.
Like, people forget that the Packers had already reached out to the Jets, and they'd reached out to other teams saying, like, hey, is there interest here in Aaron Rodgers? And the Jets were one of those teams, and the Jets were like, yeah, absolutely. We're interested in dealing for this guy. And I think if there's never any statement about – Aaron Rodgers thinking, hey, you know, I'm out. Like, I'm done. I'm going to dip. I'm 90% out. The Jets are sitting there staring at a player. They're like, well, okay, we feel like we have a pretty good shot at getting this guy, not only in 2023, but 2024. And I think compensation-wise, you already had the Jets and the Packers talking by the time Aaron Rodgers made those statements. Remember, Aaron Rodgers said when he went on the Pat McAfee show, he said, look, my intent since he basically said it was days before that he had made his decision he wanted to join the Jets. So the Jets were like, awesome, great, bet, let's do it. And then all of a sudden he makes this statement about, well, I was 90% retired. Well, that was news to the Jets. He hadn't told the Jets that. So when you go on a show and you say that, and then all of a sudden people in the Jets, and, you know, you have an owner for the Jets, they're sitting there going, wait a minute, we're already talking about having a first-round pick on the table. We didn't know this. This is a little bit of a wrinkle. You know, I think that changed things a little bit. So it's going to get done, guys. They're close. This is not far apart at this point. They've really got until April 17th, which is when workouts open for the Packers. I really think both sides want to have this done before that date shows up because Rodgers is under contract. Like, if he really wanted to be a problem, make this super awkward, they can't stop him from showing up in the facility on April 27th. For off-season workouts, and the Packers know that. I asked Matt LaFleur about that today, and he basically was like, I'm just letting the general managers work that stuff out, and I'm coaching whoever's on the team. So everybody knows what's going on here.
Charles, let's move to Lamar. Rob and I both think the Jets should be interested in Lamar, but they've said they're not, and they've said it publicly and put their names on it. Is it simple? And they're not the only ones. Obviously, there hasn't been at least that we know of any interest from any team in Lamar. Is this simply because none of these owners want to give him the fully guaranteed contract or what else?
Number one, it's the full guarantee. I think everybody knows the Deshaun Watson deal was a terrible deal by Cleveland. Nobody was happy about it. I mean, we as media members looked at it when it came down the pipeline. We were like, what? Like, I mean, we all criticized. We were like, this is so out of bounds and beyond anything we've ever seen before. It reeks of such desperation to give up that kind of a deal. You know, Patrick Mahomes didn't even do a deal like this.
Right.
And, you know, people could look at Kirk Cousins and say, well, he did a fully guaranteed deal. Well, Kirk Cousins' fully guaranteed deal years ago, 3 years, $84 million. It was a short term. And it wasn't this kind of digit. An $84 million.
It still was a fully guaranteed. Like, you could poo-poo it, the numbers back then, but nobody had gotten a fully guaranteed contract. You got to admit that.
Close to, And it was as close to fully guaranteed as anybody had ever seen before.
Right. And all I'm saying is there's been two quarterbacks who have gotten that now, and they could act like the horse is out of the barn. And you got bigger quarterbacks coming behind Joe Burrow and who else with the Chargers?
Burrow, Herbert.
All these guys. Yeah, right. And I don't know why, if I'm those guys, why would I look past what Deshaun Watson got? Why would I look past that?
I don't think teams are necessarily looking past what Deshaun Watson got, but I think they're very realistic about how he got it. And I think you can look at both Cousins and Watson and say, okay, well, here are these two fully guaranteed deals. What did Cousins do? He played through two tags. And then finally Washington said, no mas, go to free agency, good luck, sweet. And then a guy who was a marginal top 10 quarterback in terms of like statistics ended up landing the biggest, you know, quarterback deal in NFL history. And then you had a situation with Deshaun Watson where he said, I'm not playing. Told the Texans straight up, not playing for you guys. And then he followed through on it. Didn't play for them for an entire season. And then finally, when the Texans said, uncle, and it's up until that point, they said, we're not trading you. But finally, when they relented and said, fine, we're going to trade you, it took them having four teams involved and actually telling the Browns at that point, you're out. You're out. He's crossed you off their list. He's no longer interested in you. At which point the Browns overreacted and said, what gets us back in? Well, the only thing that gets us back in is saying yes to everything. So they said yes to everything. And all of a sudden you had Deshaun Watson, who's, you know, he's on a golf course with Kyle Pitts telling guys, I'm coming and I'm going to be in the Atlanta Falcon. That's where I'm going. And then all of a sudden he wasn't. That was because they told the Browns we're out. And the Browns are like, forget it. Just pull the pin on the grenade. We'll do anything we can to get him. Lamar Jackson doesn't have that kind of leverage right now. And he didn't. Here's another thing, too. He's had two straight seasons where he has ended with injury. And just last season, we were like, well, he did it to retain some element of health and ability to negotiate. He wasn't this interested. Well, Lamar came out and said, no, that's not true. I am absolutely this interested. I'm this injured. This is why I had to miss the balance of the end of the season, miss a playoff game, all these different things. Well, if you take him at his word, that means he suffered two pretty significant injuries the last 2 years he played in a part of his game that is now depreciating, as it does with all quarterbacks who run like he does. Josh Allen will face it. They all face it. When you get to year 5, 6, 7, it starts that slow decline or sometimes off a cliff, but that's now a depreciating asset in his game. So these are all reasons that actually do matter in negotiation.
All right, that is our man Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports. Great stuff, man. We appreciate you.
I appreciate it, guys. Call me anytime.
All right, take it. Always take it easy, Charles.
All right, Trash Talking Tuesday is now. Your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. 30 to 40 seconds is your time. Call in 877-99 on Fox. I couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios, and it's your time to shine. 877-99 on Fox. Shout us out, 877-996-6369. It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
Do you ever talk about me?
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off. Colton in Mesa, Arizona. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Hey, guys. I am trash-talking Joel Embiid for ducking Nikola Jokic last night. I am biased, so I am a Denver Nuggets fan. I think Jokic is about to be the three-time MVP. I also like our odds to win the championship this year. I can tell you why. But Joel Embiid has not played in Denver since 2019. And if you watch that man play, he ducks a lot of the best players, including Giannis. Now, he wants to get in the smoke on his court, but he doesn't want to get the smoke on other people's courts. So I'm trash talking to Joel Embiid.
All right, good call. Good call.
All right, there's one down. Let's go to TC in Miami. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Gentlemen, love the show. Love the passion.
Thank you.
Love the enthusiasm. Calling from the 305, the 954, and the 561, the college basketball capital of the world right now, Miami Hurricane, Florida Atlantic Owls. I'm trash talking. All you people who don't think that there's great basketball here, great athletes have been proving it for football for years, and we got so many teams. We got Division III, Nova Southeastern winning the championship at 36-0, and I'm sick and tired of hearing nobody thinks there's great basketball in South Florida. You're going to see it this weekend.
I like it. I like the passion. Rob, you got to like that.
Yeah, I mean, he laid it out there. Nice. Very nice.
And
good job.
He was hyped
PC.
About it, too. So
Sean in Sacramento, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board. I am trashing the NBA softy king, Joel Embiid. Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Zion Williamson. Need I say more? Y'all men get paid millions of dollars every single year to go out there and perform. Zion just signed a Supermax, and my guy's resting his poor little hamstrings because he can't put down the donuts and beignets. You got guys like Chris Broussard waking up at the butt crack of dawn doing first things first, closing out the day doing a radio show. Mr. Rob Parker, not only is he on your show every single night running the Odd Couple, but he's also doing MLB Now on Thursdays on the MLB Network. High Heat coming up on the MLB Network, running his own business, MLBBro.com. If y'all NBA players can't take a page out of my Uggs book, I think y'all going to start losing fans. And that's the backbone of your league. Get it together.
Wow. Bravo!
He gave us mad love, Rob.
Sean, unbelievable.
Bravo, wow. Sean. Thank you.
How about Gary in Houston? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing LeBron James for having zero shame and putting his son on the Nike Summit roster over more deserving players like Johnson or Foster or Castle. And when the NBA drafts Bronny to get LeBron, Nike's slogan for Bronny should be given, not earned.
Mm.
Wow.
I hear you. Salty. I hear you, Gary. All right. MJ in New Orleans. What am I thinking? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing George Preston Marshall. Marshall was awarded an NFL franchise in 1932. He was given the Newark Tornadoes, a then-defunct NFL franchise that sold back into the league in 1930, renamed the Boston Braves. The following year, he renamed the team and relocated them to Washington, D.C. He had this thing called the Gentleman's Agreement, which was promoted by Marshall, where NFL teams did not sign black players until 1946, which was a six-year period. Marshall refused to do so, claiming that integrating that team would cause the team to lose fans in the South, which refused to employ great black collegiate players that weren't drafted, such as Kenny Washington, Myron Motley, Bill Willis, and Willis Stroll.
All right. That's our man, MJ.
All right.
Dropping some facts.
And some knowledge. Let's go to Matt in L.A. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trashing Brian Finley. 2 weeks ago, on the update, he was talking about you guys had been talking about load management. And then he said two guys who never load manage, Rob and Chris. And Chris, I hate to say it, but you were gone for about 2 weeks during that time.
Two weeks?
Load managing.
Come on.
I had to do it. I love you guys.
No, he didn't say I was gone for 2 weeks.
You will be. My wife's on me today too. My wife, Rob. My wife be on vacation planning the next vacation, and so like, she's on me now. We got a timeshare in Aruba. We got to get there. And I'm like, I don't have time to take off, you know? And so she's pushing me for late July. So if a brother's gone, that's where I'm at.
Let's squeeze in Richard in Detroit. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing? Real quick, Richard.
Quickly, I'm trashing everyone in the media that talked down on the play-in tournament after it was made permanent after the bubble. I've never seen people be so excited about the 10th and the 9th and the 8th seed. It makes everybody have everything, even the 6th and the 7th seed.
Put everybody in the league. We got to go. Thank you. That was a garbage take. Put everybody in the league.
I like the play-in. I'm like the play-in. It's exciting!
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th.
hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.